We're talking now with Rod Mozell here at the 2019 American Farm Bureau Convention. Rod, I know you've already had some sessions with fellow state presidents from across the country. What seems to be the mood of those guys that you've been talking to?
The perennial concerns about weather all over the country. But after weather, I would say that commodity prices and trade policy are the other big issues that there was lots of talk about today. And so lots of economic discussions. We had the American Farm Bureau economic team spoke today and gave quite an evaluation. Of course, a lot of that's using USDA numbers that they massage. And so it looks they're predicting another fairly flat year to last year. And that's down so much from what it was 4 or 5 years ago that gives everybody pause. So everybody's having to be a lot better manager and watch their P's and Q's really close. So
I guess with all the trade way we've had the tariffs, the retaliatory tariffs, the market facilitation program trying to give a little bit of aid back in, just a lot of moving parts on trade right now.
There are. It was one of the interesting things today was that actual trade with China actually went up this last year. We're in the middle of a trade war, just not at a very big rate. It only went up a few billion dollars, which is much lower rate of growth than normal. But Brazil benefited greatly. There was a huge increase to Brazil, and a lot of that, of course, was soybeans. But so Brazil has been the big winner out of this last year's activities. But there's quite a bit of optimism that there may be progress coming with Japan, and it's going to be a big battle with Congress probably to get the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement confirmed, but there's hope that that'll get done before the year's out, and then hope that there'll be some agreements with other countries. But Japan is probably number one on the hoped for radar, and then China is going to be a little more complicated, but at least there's it'll be interesting to hear what President Trump has to say on Monday on that area. So.
Speaking of the president, obviously he'll be giving his viewpoint or his side of the story on this government shutdown. I know that's worrying a lot of folks as well.
It is, and the longer it goes on, the more of an issue it becomes on everything from data at the USDA to really the biggest problem I'm hearing from farmers, including a number of our members that are up here, is the FSA offices being closed and folks that have checks that they need to get co-signed by the FSA, and so they're holding money in the hand from insurance or commodity payments that they can't get endorsed, so they can't get them cashed. And some bankers are essentially taking care of them, knowing they have that check. Other bankers are concerned and not doing that. So it's really important that we get FSA back sometime very soon so that they can get those programs back operating again.
I know you kind of got a lot of things going personally yourself as far as obviously the events here, the 100th anniversary celebration, but also in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma turnaround with Governor-elect Stitt, his inauguration coming Monday.
And, in fact, I'm going to be flying back tomorrow night. Donna and I are going to fly home so that we can be there for the Stitt inauguration on Monday and then for the banquet on Monday night. I hate that I'm personally going to miss the president's visit, but the rest of our delegation will be here. But Monty, one of our board members that was a special advisor on his transition team, and his wife and Donna and I are all going to fly home so that we can be a part of the inauguration because we're really excited about the new leadership, and we want to make sure agriculture and rural Oklahoma are represented at the inauguration and get them off on a good start. We're excited about the people they've been selecting and the open door they've been expressing to us, and hope that that'll lead to lots of good decisions over the next 4 years.
It seems that for the Stitt administration, we've got a lot of folks that are very, very friendly to production agriculture in the state.
You know, Blaine Arthur is somebody we all know. She's been very, very reachable to us the last few weeks, and in fact is going to meet with our board in a couple of weeks. Kim Wagner's already met with us, the new Secretary of the Environment and Energy, and Ken is someone we didn't know previously, but he has been just wonderful and has been calling to visit and on several issues so far, so we're very encouraged and excited about him. To have Brent Kissling at Commerce is going to open up a whole new opportunity there with he and Sean in that area that we think will help us with economic development in rural Oklahoma, which is very important to the overall health of rural part of our state. So we're very optimistic about the folks that are being picked so far.
Back to this meeting, finally, you've got, of course, Senator Justice up here to help your delegates work through a lot of the policy issues. Anything that the Oklahoma Farm Bureau's got a special interest in on Tuesday, that session?
I don't know that we have a single burning issue this year. We do. Had a number of our state resolutions that made it through the first round of of the National Resolutions Committee and are in the mix that the Resolutions Committee will be evaluating on Tuesday. But I don't know that some years we have one issue that's a super burning issue, but this year I'd say it's a general concern across the whole slate of issues, and so not one thing in particular that we're pushing for.
Thank you, Rod. Rod Mozell with Oklahoma Farm Bureau here at the 2019 American Farm Bureau Convention. In New Orleans, Louisiana, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.